is Nicole Whitney, News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained.
Yeah, it's a great honor to have you on the show tonight. Welcome, Deepak Chopra.
Thank you.
Yes, this is Uri.
Hi, Uri. It's Nicole Whitney calling News for the Soul. Welcome to News for the Soul, Robert Allen.
Thank you, Nicole. It's great to be here with you tonight.
Why are you here? We're talking to Carolyn Mace about Sacred Contracts, one of her many best-selling books. Welcome to the show, Greg Braden.
Well, good evening, Nicole. It's certainly a pleasure to hear your voice and a pleasure to be here tonight.
Next on News for the Soul, medium Shelley Saunders could see, hear, and speak to spirit at a young age and is honored to serve spirit today, utilizing her gift to deliver messages from the other side. She teaches in person and online classes and is an expert in spirit communication. Call in now for your reading, 646-595-4274. 646-595-4274. Please welcome Shelley Saunders back to News for the Soul.
And everybody stand by. We're just trying to find Shelley on the board. We've got a few callers here and we're scrolling through. They're with us. I think we have, there we are. Ta-da! We're clicking, we're coming. There you are, Shelley, you're live.
Hi, Nicole, it's good to be back. Hey, everyone, welcome. Welcome to the Medium Shelley Sanders Show. I'm really excited because we have a special guest today. Her name is Rhonda Palmer. And Rhonda is an intuitive, psychic empath, medium, and spiritual guide. She provides clarity and answers with her channeling abilities. Rhonda connects with your spirit guides and angels using oracle and tarot cards to support you in making positive decisions for yourself. Rhonda also delivers uplifting messages of encouragement and guidance as a messenger for the spirit world. She creates a safe and secure space for you to come as you are. Her down-to-earth tone also adds a touch of humor to create a welcoming and harmonious environment. So everyone, let's welcome Rhonda to the show. Hey, Rhonda, how are you?
Hello, Shelley. I am well. Really excited to be here.
So glad to have you here. So, Rhonda, for people who may not know you, tell us about yourself.
Okay. Where do I start? Well, of course, my name is Rhonda Palmer. And I guess I can start with how I, you know, got to this point. My spiritual awakening journey, I would say, started in the summer of 2019. Okay, at that time, I was basically living my life. I'm a mom, married, two children, been in my career in the social work field for some years. I had just got promoted to a better position where my job wasn't as stressful and demanding. So once I got to that position, I really had the time to really, I guess, listen to the quiet. I was so used to ripping and running and just going through the motions of life and the demands of my job at that time. I really hadn't focused on myself and what I really truly desired to do with my life at that point. So I was able to get clarity. One day I was just sitting and I just really start thinking like, okay, there's something else that I'm supposed to do. And just to kind of go back, I've always been labeled like the sensitive child growing up from you know, my parents and older siblings. It seems like, you know, I would have premonitions of close loved ones. I'm talking about loved ones that were still alive in the earthly realm. But it's like I would have premonitions of them becoming physically ill. And it would just pop up out of nowhere. And it would end up happening shortly after. And those things like that, if someone was not well, I would feel it. It would make me very emotional. So with having those experiences, I didn't understand them. And, you know, as time went on, I don't know. I think I just shut those down. And, you know, when you go through life, you learn how to shut certain things away in order to just be normal and to fit in. So moving back to where I started out with, you know, being in my career and a new position, a lot of those feelings of me doing something more with myself started coming up. So during that time, you know, I've always been interested in watching astrology, other, you know, psychics that were around back then on the different talk shows. I remember various talk shows with the one medium lady that I can't even remember her name right now, but it always interests me. So I was looking on YouTube, and I start kind of following certain intuitive mediums that would post certain readings. And I decided to get a life purpose reading because I just felt that urge to, like, if I'm supposed to be doing something else, and I had kind of had an idea, like, I'm supposed to be doing psychic readings or doing something in that area. So I was like, okay, let me get this reading, and if it mentions something like that, then that's my sign. And, of course, actually an email reading. I didn't have any, you know, verbal conversation. I just emailed my question. And let me tell you, the first thing that came up was an Oracle card reader, and that I was a light worker. And part of my life purpose and mission was to provide guidance to others in a loving and compassionate way, and to teach others, to uplift, you know, humanity. And it floored me. And that moment, I was at work, I literally had tears in my eyes, because deep down I already had that gut feeling. And I just needed that confirmation in order for me to move forward. Now, I didn't know how to do that, but with some suggestions from the medium that I had a reading with, was to start meditating, not to be afraid to, you know, go out and pick up some oracle cards or tarot cards, and just see how things go. And it just starts slow. And that's what I did. Actually, I started journaling every day. Just whatever would come through, I would write it down. I would write the date. I started getting numbers, synchronicities. Like, I never paid attention to it before. Like 11-11, 2-2-2. But it's like, I didn't know what those numbers meant, but I knew there was a message behind it, and I knew, I'm like, okay, I must be on the right track. So that's initially how I started on this path.
You know what, you bring up some really good points, because I feel like a lot of us have similar journeys as far as becoming a psychic or a medium or a tarot reader. But one of the things that you said that really stuck out is that you listen to the quiet. And I think that we don't take enough time to listen to the quiet because we're so bombarded with social media, like our phones, like we constantly have our phones in our face and we're constantly being entertained. And so as the, like how Rhonda shared, like how the guidance will come through, you were able to get that because you were, it was quiet enough so that you can actually get the information. So, you know, for someone that maybe they might be getting that nudge from spirit now, and maybe they're a little afraid to take a step the way that you took a step, what advice would you have for them in order to take that first step?
You know what? That's a great question. My advice, like I know for me, it's not easy when you're navigating this life. There's so many distractions, okay? And I was distracted. I'm going to be totally honest. And you know, just being a mother, having to take care of not only myself, my children. Yes, I have support from my husband, but, you know, and then working full-time, which I continue to do, easy to lose sight of your own self-care needs. And this whole experience has led me to realize you have to take care of self. You have to listen to yourself. You have to love yourself and get to know yourself. It's easy to get distracted with everything going on. So, yes, you have to find time, even if it's 5 minutes, 2 minutes, 10 minutes, just to be able to have your own private time to sit with yourself so that you can connect and really, you know, go within and get those unanswered questions because we have the answers to those. And another thing with that is, you know, that the challenges that we go through in life and sometimes the negativity from others really on us, it gets us down. What I would suggest, going about something that you really want to do and having that confidence, you really want to make sure you surround yourself with as much positivity as you can just to help you build your self-confidence because that's one thing that I have struggled with and I continue to work on and build myself up is having that feeling that, you know, okay, I can do this. I am worthy. I am smart. I am intelligent. I am connected. Saying positive affirmations to yourself because with that it helps you to move through those hard times if you've got a negative person that you're dealing with that might say things or even past childhood trauma. Those things are going to come up and you pay attention to it, you address it, and move forward. It's okay to go after your dreams. And within that, you just push through the fear that may come up or the resistance. You have to push through that and know that you're going to be okay. And it's okay to be different. You don't have to follow what everyone else says that you need to do. Follow what you feel inside.
Mm-hmm. I agree 100%. You are just dropping so much knowledge today, just things that we really need because as, you know, being empaths, a lot of times we are born into the family where we are the different one. And then we try our whole life to be just like everyone else, but we're not supposed to be like everyone else. And I think that's where the real struggle is of, like, once we stop pretending that we're someone else, then we go on the journey of, okay, so who am I really? What am I here to do? And it helps us to fulfill our own divine purpose. And it makes sense to me, you know, why you had that feeling that you're supposed to do something else. Like, you know, like the job, although the job helps to support, but you know that's not the thing. Like, that's not why you came to the planet. You knew that there was something else, and you allowed the space and the quiet time to figure out what it was. And then as you got the sign, it's like, okay, let me contact the reader and let me just get some clarity. So deep down you already knew, but then you also allowed the space for the clarity. So I think that's really important because a lot of times people don't trust themselves enough to even follow the clarity within. So, you know, what would you say to someone like that who maybe, like you talked about the confidence, but just don't trust themselves or don't have the confidence to move in a new direction?
Oh, you know what? I would say, because I was there, and I still struggle. You know what? I think it's important to take things little by little. Set little goals for yourself. And within those goals, and when you set a goal, it could be something as small as, okay, within the next week, I want to be able to do a jog around the park. I don't know. I'm just thinking of something small. You could start out that way. And then that way, once you complete that goal, no matter how big it is, no matter how small it is, for me, I know that helps a lot for me to have that confidence. And like, okay, I'm trusting. I'm understanding what I can do. Or even if it's something that's a challenge that you may struggle with and you may be able to reach a little part of it, give yourself credit. Give yourself credit, even for the smallest thing. That will help raise your self-worth, your confidence. You'll feel like, okay, that unsure feeling about what you can do. And not trying to have any, like, high expectations. Sometimes I know for myself, I overthink things at times, or I might have this idea in my head or of the outcome. Don't try not to worry about the outcome. Just focus on starting small with something you want to accomplish. Do it. And once you see, like, man, I was able to do that, I feel like that will help break that insecurity or not trusting yourself.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. I agree with that. A lot of times it's the feeling safe. So I was inspired to, before the show, just to pull a card, like, okay, so what's the message for us as a collective? And the card that came up is feeling safe. And that feeling safe is all about certainty. So I will try something new if I know I will succeed at it, or I'll try something new if the guarantee is that it will work. And when we work with spirit and when we're in the midst of changing our life for the better, the thing is there is no guarantee. We don't know until we take the journey, but often we want to know what is the end result before we start. And I think that's kind of what gets us caught up, mm-hmm. and gets us stuck, and then we become frozen because we don't trust ourselves and we don't trust spirit because we haven't built a relationship. And so I also think because we're physical, we see ourselves separate than the spirit world. But unless we take the time, like you've taken the time to build a relationship and start trusting and start off small, if you're not getting that guidance, then you might feel lost. And so I think that's really important that we, like you said, you get in your head, and we all do. But I think it's more important to trust. That's the word that I'm hearing right now. So it's more important for us to trust than to try to figure it all out by ourselves, because when we do it with all of our might, we will absolutely fail because we only have so much energy during the day. And so when did you start trusting spirit on your journey to say, okay, this is different. This is a new direction for me. I'm going to keep my job, but I'm going to also start to build up my relationship with spirit. I'm going to also start to build my abilities. So when did that happen for you?
Wow, I would say, well, I know when one point of this journey when I really start trusting is when I was able to kind of get some validation from what I was getting from spirit, when I would tap into a photo of a person. So I got kind of got drawn into missing person cases. I just so happened to one day see an article, and this is after I had that reading and had been doing the meditation work. And I started writing down messages, just what I was getting on this particular missing person. And I wrote it down. I actually shared information with my husband and another person I felt comfortable with. And this is before, like, any information came out as far as how the situation ended. And let me tell you, it was mind-blowing. And just that point gave me kind of like the validation that I was seeking, like, I'm not crazy, because those thoughts did come up. Like, what I'm getting, I got this from spirit. Like, this is real. So within that moment, that basically got me on the journey of, okay, I want to continue to grow and to learn and understand messages I was receiving. And so I started, I came across a lot of different other mediums. You were one of them, where I started taking the psych development and mediumship classes, master classes. I've taken Oracle and tarot card reading classes, and just to build my skills up. And I just continued doing those practices, those sessions, and different, like, mediumship groups where I would work with other individuals and practice doing readings just on people that were willing to just be a sitter and sit in and get a reading. And during those exercises is what gave me, I guess, the fuel to really dive deeper and keep this going. Because prior to that, I didn't really have anything to go off of. Other than, okay, I'm learning how to open up my clairs. And even with doing the missing persons, I just did that on my own. And I did that for a couple years. I would just write down the person and write down what I would receive. I have, like, at least four little notebooks of cases I've done. That you know, sometimes it's kind of hard to get validation quickly on those cases. I even have some that I'm still waiting on that I've done years ago.
Yeah, that's how it works, yes.
Just getting those validations that I'm like, okay, this is real. I'm not crazy. Let's keep this going. And then in the midst of that, I started doing readings with my family, close family members and friends, and was just finding like, okay, I could not only do this missing persons, but I can actually help and help provide guidance to others. And that's just really what has happened and got me to where I am today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Just taking a chance and doing it and seeing what happens.
Mm-hmm. That is so true. And you know what? I find that a lot of times it's more fear that's built up in our head on the it might not work, but once we get to the other side of it, it feels so much better because that's where the confidence comes in, because it's like, oh my goodness, I didn't self-implode, it's really okay. So for sure. You know what, I have a question about the missing persons, because I did that for a little while, and I found for me that it was quite draining. Because, you know, like you mentioned, you don't always get information, and sometimes you'll never get the full story on a case because it's sealed or it's closed, and they don't always come back with information. And sometimes I would get visuals, like disturbing visuals of what happened, and I'm just like, oh, I'm not sure that I want to deal with this energy. But the fact that you were able to do that for 2 years, I think is very amazing. So, like, how did you balance your energy to allow you to, because missing persons, that could take a lot of energy. So how were you able to balance your life between missing persons, you know, your psychic mediumship and your family and time for yourself? How were you able to maintain all of that?
Ooh, well, Shelly, let me tell you, it was a process. It was definitely not easy, because I just kind of like just thrown myself into it in the very beginning, and it was really stressful, because I at that time didn't know how to set up that boundary with spirit. I was fully open all the time in the very beginning, because I didn't understand, hey, once you're done connecting, you have to shut down, remove that energy, send it back to spirit with love. I didn't do that. I didn't understand that. I was so excited that, oh, man, I can communicate. It got to the point to where I'm with my family, I'm going to the store. It's like a certain amount of these cases are really disturbing. The energy is very heavy, and I feel that. And I didn't understand that I was taking on a lot of that negative energy and holding on to it. It kept me sometimes up at night worrying and wondering, until I learned how to shut that down and separate and close myself off from that. It actually took a lot of time for me to understand that I was leaving myself open, and it was draining my energy like crazy. Once I learned how to set those boundaries with spirit, because you have to, because they will come in and they will, Once they know that you can sense them, they're coming. It's like, and they will come, and they're going to ask questions, and they're, hey, doesn't matter the time, what you're doing. I have to learn how to separate and shut that down, because, yes, the energy is real. And That's one of the things where I'm learning now. And I still do missing person cases, not as much. That's on my YouTube channel. That's really how I started out, just doing those. But because my reason for that, I love speaking, being a voice with a voiceless. It seems like a lot of the cases that I get, the spirit, they want closure for their families. They want their story heard. And I like being that voice that could deliver that. But I do understand that although I do like doing those cases, I am evolving and changing. I also do readings just for the collective. I've done personal readings. That's where my heart space is. I want to be able to serve humanity in that way. So that's one of the reasons why I'm slowly kind of moving from the missing persons cases, because it's a lot. And it could be very draining, and it can have a lot of negative effects. And with me being an empath, I have to be careful with not taking that on. So spirit has been pushing me and nudging me, like, okay, Rhonda, you started out on this journey. This is a good practice and a way for you to come out of your shell, but it's time to move on to the next task. So that's my message, to continue with the work that I'm doing, to really focus on helping to guide others and support others. And for everyone out there to understand and know that spirit is real. We are all connected to spirit. We all have intuition. What I'm doing, anybody else can do, okay? Even if you don't have to be on a platform or be on YouTube, it's plenty of other things you could do, but just understand that you have your own inner guidance. And my way of showing, even when I do my missing persons cases, I do use cards. Man, spirit speaks through all kinds of ways. And I love showing how consistent spirit is when certain cards come out, because I'll do multiple readings and show, like, hey, spirit is consistent. They're going to show you what the situation is, what's going on, and you could reshuffle and those same cards come out, it's for a reason. And I like to explain that. I like to show others how you can communicate with spirit yourself and get messages. You don't have to use cards, but this is just another avenue form that you can use, and just to use it for yourself.
Exactly. I so agree with that. You just, I'm just over here just beaming. I'm just so excited. I just love where this conversation is going. I want to give some people a chance to be able to speak to Rhonda, whether you have questions, you might want a psychic or a mediumship reading. So definitely call us 646-595-4274. And again, it's 646-595-4274. So Nicole, do we have anyone that wants to come on and talk to us?
Lots of callers in the queue. Let's see, 651, you're up first. 651, what's your first name? Where are you calling in from?
Hi, I'm Christiana, calling from Minnesota.
Hi, Christiana, how are you?
I'm okay. I was just, have a question. I found out I was pregnant the other day, and I'm wondering if am I losing the baby? Am I going to lose the baby?
Okay. Well, I have to say that I am not a doctor and I cannot diagnose. Okay, so I have to say that first.
Okay.
actually, when you first start talking, I actually heard the sex of the baby. I'm not going to give that to you because I feel like that should be a surprise. But just the fact that I heard that, I feel like that everything will be fine. That's what I feel, that it came through really strong. I just get that. And I feel like you're also strong, too. And I feel like that this is something that you really wanted for a long time. So trust your body. So whatever your body needs to do, do it. Just don't overexert yourself. But I feel like this is a very strong connection. And I'm going to stop talking so I don't accidentally say what the baby is. Rhonda, are you getting anything for Christiana, or did you want to pull a card for her just to see what's happening?
Yeah, let me see what I get. I know I am getting a sense of peace. That's what I heard initially. When you had your question.
And so while Rhonda's pulling Christiana, was there anything else, that any type of sensations that you were getting in your body or a reason why you were feeling this to ask the question?
Some, they call it, it might be spotting, but I'm not sure.
Okay. And what do you have for her, Rhonda?
Well, I know... This is a difficult situation. I'm picking up a lot of worry and anxiety, which is totally understandable. And I want to tell you to whatever the outcome, just try to feel relaxed. Okay, I'm getting a lot of pressure up mentally, and I feel like this is, you've been going through some things prior to, I don't know if, just kind of, I don't even want to say. Picking up a lot of anxiety and stress, and I feel like that's playing a role in how you're feeling right now, and I kind of want to just tell you to relax and to be at peace and to be okay. Does that make sense? I don't know if it's something going on outside.
Yeah.
I feel like, okay, go ahead. Can you, because sometimes I'll get to talking and I'll forget to ask to you, to the person. Does that make sense? I'm feeling a lot of anxiety and worry.
Well, I'm feeling that because I'm the spotting, so I don't know if it means I'm losing the baby or not, because the last baby I named Coco that I lost started out like this, the miscarriage.
Okay, you can stop talking there. That's something that I have to learn. Is sometimes it's hard to kind of, for me sometimes, to say what I get, but I felt like this was, that you had a similar experience already. And I'm feeling that coming up, and that's causing you to have that worry, like, oh my God, it's happening again. So thank you for sharing that bit. Just 1 second. So this is what I'm feeling. Don't. I know that other experience. Don't let that past negative kind of overshadow what's going on right now. Okay? Just 1 second. But I can understand why you're feeling that way. A lot of unknown. A lot of fear. Things are going to balance itself out. Okay? It's hard because you have those feelings because you felt it before. I'm seeing a sense of balance and patience. You no worries. You need to kind of relax and calm. And I know it's hard because sometimes you can have that happen, have the spotting. It doesn't necessarily mean that that you are losing the baby. Okay.
Okay. That's what the doctor said.
Oh, good. I'm so glad, Christiana. So as you know, in my body, I just feel like you just need to take a deep inhale and exhale and relax and enjoy this pregnancy. So turn your focus towards enjoying it and documenting enjoying it. And then that way you'll have so much more fun, okay? But I'm definitely feeling that for you.
I'd actually like to know the sex.
Really? Okay, because the first thing I got was a boy, okay? That's what
Aww.
I got.
Me too.
So I got
a
boy.
I've had a boy before. Unfortunately, he passed at 8 months, so he was had a birth defect. His name was Taylor. And I wasn't sure if naming this one that I'm pregnant with, I came up with the name Royalty. Just thought it sounded cool. But I don't know if that for a boy, though. I don't know.
Well, when the baby comes, it will definitely let you know. Thank you so much, Christiana. I want to give someone else the opportunity to ask a question, but thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you. Thank you, everybody.
All right. Yeah. Bye.
Okay. I'm scrolling, trying to feel into where we should go next. No pressure. Let's go to 914.
Okay, everyone. Awesome.
914. What's your first name? Where are you calling in from?
Hi, lovely ladies. It's Catherine from New York.
Hey, Catherine. How are you?
Good. Thank you. How are you all doing today?
Good. Do you have a question for us, or is there something we can look into for you?
Yes, please. I was wondering, I'm doing an event at Sam's Place on June 23rd, and I was wondering if you see me doing another event there, like either a month or two after, or if I should go with Gaia's space to do an event. It's been a bit of a confusing time for me trying to figure it all out.
Okay. Yeah, I get that. You know what? The reason why it's confusing is because what I'm getting is that you don't trust your own inner guidance. Like you have really good intuition, and I feel like you can give other people really good advice, but when it comes to you taking your own advice, you ignore it. Does that make sense to you?
100%.
Yeah. So, they're totally towing on you right now. So the thing is, when you put your hand over your heart and you take a deep breath, and this is for all of us, and as you tune in, the first thing that you get that's coming through for your intuition, when you begin to overthink it, that's more of your mind and because you're not trusting yourself. So I feel like that you already got the answer. You just don't believe what the answer is. So when you tuned in, what was the first thing that you got?
I got Gaia. But it's so fun.
But here's the thing. I got the same thing. I didn't want to tell you that because I needed you to do it yourself.
so that you know that your intuition is working.
Wow.
Yeah. But do you know, but did you see how you cut yourself out? You said you got Gaia and then you said but. And as soon as we do the but, we immediately take away what we got. We immediately remove our validation. So release the but, and whatever the first thing that you get, because there's a lot of opportunities for you as long as you trust your intuition. When you throw a but in there, it's just going to take you longer to get to where you want to go, okay?
Yes. Brilliant. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, you're amazing.
Well, you are, because you actually got it. You just didn't trust it. So we just gave you that confirmation. Was there anything that you got for her, Rhonda, for Catherine?
Well, I know I'm picking up multiple events. I know you I see multiple that you're going to be doing. And, like, a lot of it, like, make sure that you kind of let go of any anxiety or fear, feeling, like, kind of restricted. I get, like, sometimes, and that could just be over worrying or overthinking the situation. You have this. I feel like you have some a lot of good leadership, like taking charge type of energy. I don't know if that's just your personality that I'm picking up on, but I see you in really doing multiple events and really like being like a boss, getting boss energy, like it being in charge. I don't know if you know, if that could be a role that you already are in now as far as what work you do. But that's what I'm getting. I'm seeing multiple events and you taking the lead in those events.
Indeed.
I just want to confirm that, because I also got the multiple events too. Just as long as you don't jump in front of it and stop them, they're there and they're waiting for you.
Wow.
I've been planning, because I did pull some cards, and I have the Seven of Pentacles, and that's been, for one, that's that physical thing, like you've been working towards this for some time. Does that make sense? Like, this is something you've been planning on doing, or manifesting, I would say.
Yes, yes, for years, yes. The seed started years ago, and
Well, you know how things are. Just continue with the patience, but that hard work that you put into this is going to pay off. That's what I'm saying.
Well, thank you so much, Catherine.
Thank you both. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Much love and many blessings. You're both
you
amazing.
You too. Thanks, Catherine.
You're welcome.
All right. You've got a couple minutes to the talk, and
okay, so we'll have time for a quick one, Rhonda.
Okay.
Okay.
Awesome. Oh, did you want to do a quick other call?
Well, actually, so is it just easier for us to do the wrap up now?
Your call. It's one minute. So
all right. So, Rhonda, thank you so much for being on the show. Can you let people know how they can find you?
Sure. So, I'm active on YouTube. My YouTube channel, my YouTube name and channel is The Empathic Pisces. The Empathic Pisces on YouTube, on TikTok, and on Facebook. I actually just created a channel on there, so I'm going to be starting to post, but my YouTube channel has been up and running since I started posting in 2021, and I recently started posting on TikTok.
Awesome. And as far as someone wants a reading from you, how can they reach you?
Okay. Well, I do want to give out my email that I have linked. And this one is my name. It's RhondaParma78@gmail.com. That way, because I'm still working on my website and getting everything set up, but that's the email that anyone that wants to reach out to get a reading or, you know, to schedule, it's RhondaParma78@gmail.com.
Awesome. And if anyone wants to reach me, it is Medium Shelly Sanders. That's across all platforms. I do have a 4-week class that's coming up that's called Oracle Wisdom, and it starts on June 3rd. If you are interested in it, where you want to learn how to read Oracle cards and get information and guidance for yourself, you can reach me, Medium Shelly Sanders. Just contact me on Facebook and send me a message. So thanks again, Rhonda, and we will be back on June 3rd, 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. All right, everyone, take care and enjoy the rest of your day. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.